here we are, KDNK Community Radio. And as I said, I'm going to be interviewing in about a minute Carmina Fanjul from Ciudad Juarez, who wrote a play that it's going to be read here at Launchpad. And Carlos Herrera is here. He's going to be part of it. Carlitos.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi. Good to have you here. Yeah, tell us a little bit of what's going to happen next weekend?
Yes. On next Saturday, the 12th, we're going to have a bilingual reading. It's being put together at the Launchpad by the Colectivo, a group of Latinos that we have been doing some theater, as you know. And it's a way of presenting more of her work, of Carmina's work. We have been doing some of her stuff, especially during the Day of the Dead celebrations, and then some puppet shows that we did in Peonia, we did in Parachute as well, yeah. And she runs a theater company, all kids from working class neighborhoods in Juarez that are being hit by violence. And the kids have their little theater, and they were choosing a couple years ago to go to Mexico City to a summit of theater, so they're doing really well. However, they do not have like a big budget, so our idea is having this reading to get some donations and maybe help them with a little bit of money for their work and to publish their plays, because Carmina is a prolific writer. She has scores of plays, drama, comedy, and all with social content, and very expressive about the issues of the society. So we want to support her.
Mm-hmm. And I think Carmina is on the phone right now. Carmina,
oh,
¿estás ahí?
Sí, sí, Alejandra, mucho gusto saludarte.
Igualmente, Carmina. Bueno, aquí estamos anunciando la presentación de Píntame un Cordero. We are announcing the presentation of Draw Me a Lamb el siguiente sábado, next Saturday, at the Launchpad. ¿A qué hora, Carlos?
It will be at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
In the evening, yeah.
In the evening. And Carmina is the writer of this play. And Carmina, voy a preguntarte en español. Carlos va a traducir en inglés. Y luego cuando tú contestes en español, él va a traducir en inglés. And so how this is going to work, I'm going to ask Carmina in Spanish a couple of questions. Carlos will translate the question into English. Carmina will respond in Spanish. And Carlos will translate into English.
I'll try.
Carmina, ¿cuándo escribiste la obra Píntame un Cordero y cuál fue la razón?
Carmina, when did you write the play and what was the reason behind it?
Bueno, la escribí en el 2008-2009. La razón fue escribir una obra en la que se tratara o se transmitiera la visión de los niños, precisamente de Juárez, donde yo estoy, en cuanto a su percepción de la violencia ubicada por el crimen organizado en Juárez. Fue bastante fuerte. Entonces, ¿cuál era la percepción del niño juarense ante esta violencia que a diario percibía y escuchaba? O en su defecto, por desgracia, era testigo.
Mm-hmm. Okay, va a traducir ahora Carlos, okay?
Yeah. I wrote the play in 2008-2009 as a way of giving the vision of the kids related to the violence that they experience on a daily basis. This violence has been going on for a very long time. It's the organized crime, all the drug cartels that operate in Juarez City. And so the kids have their our perception of this violence, and so she wrote the play to give their voice.
Gracias, Carlos. Y Carmina, entonces los hechos que menciona la obra Píntame un Cordero son tomados de la vida real.
So,
Carlos.
Yeah, are the facts that are presented in the play based on the real and true stories?
Carmina.
Sí, absolutamente. Todos son basados en hechos reales. Cambiamos los nombres, obviamente alguna ubicación, pero por desgracia todos tienen una visión real. Mm-hmm. Sí. Y no solamente del crimen organizado, también se habla de secuestro y violación y asesinato de niñas.
Mm-hmm. Yes, all the scenes in the play are based on real stories, and they are a reflection of organized crime, and it's a pity, but also they reflect the other issues that they face, as kidnapping and
murder,
violations, murders. And the kids are immersed in that, so yeah, it's a pity, but that's their reality.
Carmina, ¿cuándo iniciaste el proyecto de teatro infantil en Juárez?
Yeah. When did you start the children's theater in Juárez?
Bueno, eso sí se remonta hace muchísimos años, formar una compañía de teatro para niños, en el que los niños pudieran disfrutar de un teatro con valores, de un teatro con mensajes positivos, no remitido a nuestra realidad comercial. Eso fue por los ochentas.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the theater company has been a long process. This started way back in the 80s as a way of giving the children an opportunity to have a theater with values and with a positive message beyond the commercial theater or any other values. Is basically the positive messages that they can express and transform their reality.
Y Carmina, ¿cuál es tu conexión con el Valle? ¿Cómo es que estamos conectados ahorita nosotras mm-hmm. contigo?
Mm-hmm. So, Carmina, what is your relation with the Roaring Fork Valley? You being in Juárez and we being here in Colorado.
Bueno, lo que sucede es que el arte en todas sus manifestaciones no tiene fronteras. El arte es libre, vuela, se va. Cuando menos esperamos, se hace patente y se expresa a través de los amigos, a través de la gente que necesita conocer el arte, en todas sus manifestaciones, en todas sus disciplinas. Mm-hmm.
Well, art is a manifestation of a human being. He flies, it spreads all over, it doesn't know
borders,
and it expresses itself through friends and acquaintances.
Y una de las amigas tuyas es Silvia Rodriguez. One of very close friends of Carmina is Silvia Rodriguez. She has been living here in the valley since 2008. So that's the straight relationship. And I love how Carmina.
Yes, and she's mm-hmm. a great, great person. Mm-hmm. Great human being. And mm-hmm. I love her. I also admire her.
We love you and admire you, even though we don't know you in person, Carmina. Mm-hmm. Te queremos y te admiramos a ti también, aunque no te conocemos en persona.
Mm. Muchas gracias. Thanks a lot. I would meet you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, one day we will.
Very, very soon.
Yes. Otra pregunta, one more question. ¿Cómo podemos ayudar a los niños que están afrontando la violencia? ¿Cómo podemos evitar que la violencia en el entorno afecte a un niño, Carmina?
How can we help the kids face the violence in their environment?
Bueno, Es inevitable que los niños perciban la violencia. Es importante para el adulto hablarle con la verdad siempre, tomando en cuenta sus edades. Mucho cuidado, porque si son pequeñitos, las respuestas son sencillas. Si ya son jóvenes de secundaria, ellos van a querer demandar más, conocer más. Hablarles a los niños de la muerte, una muerte natural, por vejez, por enfermedad, es algo simple, se les tiene que decir. Pero hablarles de un asesinato, de un crimen, si es muy pequeño, no. No se puede decir. Por otro lado, ¿cómo podemos protegerlos? Cuidando sus horarios, cuidando que no vean noticieros, que eviten ver las noticias en periódicos, en radio, en televisión, formando proyectos para que ellos aprendan a cuidarse a sí mismos, que es muy importante que los niños aprendan a cuidarse a sí mismos, a defenderse de los posibles depredadores. Al niño hay que decirle todo eso, existe. El niño sabe de que hay algo malo y algo bueno, algo positivo y algo negativo. Hay que decirle a los niños siempre con la verdad, pero dulcificada dependiendo sus edades. Pero no tan dulcificada de que el niño no sepa tomar las precauciones en la escuela. Eso es lo que tienen que hacer los adultos, porque por eso hay niños que son secuestrados, porque un niño se va por un juguete o por un dulce. Hay que enseñarles que la vida vale más que eso.
Yeah, the kids, the children, they do perceive violence, and it's up to the adults to explain them with the truth. Of course, there are different ages. Not all the kids perceive in the same way, or they can understand what's going on in their environment. That is why there are certain topics that can be talked, like, for example, like little kids, young ones, they need simple answers, not really elaborate or complicated about what is good and what is bad. Others, like a little bit more advanced, like in middle school or older, and they need a little more explanation about the crime and the assassinations, and so that they can protect themselves. One way is limiting the exposure of the children to the news, the TV and the newspapers that they pray and they talk every day about violence, trying to avoid that and presenting them with positive projects and getting them busy with the positive values and how to take care of themselves, and the parents and all the adults convey good messages, and so they know what to do and be safe, basically.
Carmina, ¿cuál es el proyecto que a través de la obra Píntame un Cordero estamos apoyando en lo que podamos nosotros acá desde Carbondale, del grupo, el colectivo? I'm going to say that in English. Carlos is a little bit busy. Carmina, what is the project that we as El Colectivo, a Latino artist movement here in Carbondale, is supporting right now where you are in Juarez? And why is this needed? ¿Y por qué se necesita esta ayuda ahorita, Carmina?
Bueno, nosotros estamos trabajando con niños para acercarlos al arte. Y a ellos no se les cobra ni un peso, no se les cobra nada absolutamente. Se les están dando clases gratis, se les está motivando, porque son niños que generalmente se la pasan jugando en la calle, arriesgando sus vidas. y los hemos, les hemos llamado la atención, se han centrado en nosotros, su atención, y preguntando, los hemos invitado y han aceptado, y tenemos un buen grupito de muchachitos cuyos padres no pueden pagar una clase de teatro porque ni siquiera tienen idea de lo que es el arte, pero que sin embargo los padres mismos se van dando cuenta de cómo la conducta del niño se modifica, cambia, se vuelve más disciplinado, más seriecito, más formal. Y esa es la labor que estamos ahorita haciendo nosotros.
We're working right now with the kids, the children, through art, and they receive classes, they come to the theater, they do not pay, we don't charge them at all, they have free classes, and there are kids that otherwise will be playing on the streets and exposed to violence. They come from working neighborhoods in Juarez, and the family usually are poor families. They cannot afford to pay a class, and they don't even have an idea of what art is or theater, and yet they can see a difference in their behavior of the kids after the period that they work with us, because they are exposed to art and they can express their perception of the society and get new values, and they change. They do change. We have a small group of kids, and yeah, once again, we don't charge them anything, so we need support with that.
Pues muchas gracias, Carmina. ¿Alguna otra cosa que quieras comunicar?
No, solo agradecerles todo el interés que están ustedes mostrando por esta labor teatral. Solo aconsejarles a ustedes que viven en un lugar muy hermoso y mágico, que no pierdan esa paz. Que ahorita que ustedes son jóvenes, que tienen mucha energía, mucho entusiasmo, vean por sus niños. Que sus niños no sufran lo que otros niños en otras partes del mundo. Acérquenos a cualquier disciplina artística para hacer de ellos grandes seres humanos.
Muchas gracias, Carmina. Uh-huh. Muchas gracias por tu labor y tu misión y tu corazón, que da tanto.
Gracias.
Bueno, estamos en contacto a través de la distancia. We are in touch through distance. Y voy a ahora ya a terminar la llamada, Carmina, ¿ok?
Muy bien.
Bueno, un abrazo. Hasta luego.
Dios te bendiga.
Igualmente. Carlos is now translating that last part that she shared.
She was wishing us here in the valley. She knows that it's really peaceful, and Carbondale and the Roaring Fork is a pretty safe place. So she was saying that let us work on that and do not lose that peace of mind, and that and protect our kids before anything can happen, and through art. That's basically the message, that the kids being involved in art, they will develop at a great human beings.
Yes, become great human beings. Mm-hmm. Muchas gracias, Carlos.
Welcome, mucho gusto. Yeah, sure, my pleasure.
Thank you, everyone who's been mm-hmm. listening and who mm-hmm. is desiring to support this mm-hmm. project. Again, it's El Colectivo. It's a Latino group of artists mm-hmm. here in Carbondale and Glenwood.
Yeah, we'll wait to see you on Saturday. It's going to be a nice show. It's like an hour, bilingual, so if you don't know Spanish, it doesn't matter. It will be in English. And if you don't know English, it will be in Spanish as well. And if you know both languages, even better. You can practice.
Sí. Gracias. At the Launchpad next Saturday, the 12th, yep. 7 p.m.
7 p.m., yeah.
And I believe the fee is going to be $15 or so.
There's no fee. It's just a donation. We are asking people to donate because, okay. We cannot charge but we do encourage people to
donate yeah. as much as they can.
Well, yeah, of course. Anything is valuable, yeah. And the kids in Juarez, they will appreciate it for sure.
Yes, taking in consideration that a dollar in Mexico, it's worth 17 pesos. And so that's that. A dollar goes a long way. And still we have many dollars to share here.
There you have it.
Up to $15, $20 or more. Gracias, Carlos. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.